B-Pod Studios.
Tamani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Maya, you sent us a message. You said that you're planning your wedding with your fiance, but he's doing something in the wedding planning process that makes you think that he's cheating?
Yeah, his name's Carlos, and we've been dating for 3 years. But I'm having a weird feeling because my good friend Nikki and I decided that she would go shopping with Carlos and that, you know, help him to pick out his ring and the flowers and the room because I travel a lot for work. And she knows my tastes and, you know, there's a certain budget and we've saved all this money. But somehow when they went to buy the ring and, you know, the flowers and the room, he came in way under budget on everything. I mean, we have the money, so it's not that. He picked out like a $200 wedding ring and spent like $1,000 less on the flowers than we had planned. Nikki said at one point he made a joke and said, "Oh, well, I'm just going cheap on everything because what if we don't even make it to the altar?"
Oh.
And he said it as a joke, but now I'm actually wondering whether it's a joke or not and whether he's all in. I'm really worried.
Maya, my whole thing is like, I don't necessarily know that he's cheating. Maybe he's not all in on the wedding, but I don't know that skimping on like flowers or a wedding ring or anything else necessarily means that he's cheating on you. Like, weddings are super expensive, but it just sounds like he's cheap.
Is he frugal? Is he cheap in any other part of his life?
Not really, no.
This is what happened when ladies get together, though, and discuss. They end up on War of the Roses.
Well, that's why I think that this is a good idea. Let's find out.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Carlos, please.
Hi, this is Carlos. Who's this?
Hi, Carlos. My name's Angie. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call is I have your name and number here as the winner of our monthly Instagram tag contest. So one of your friends tagged you in our post and we randomly selected you to get a dozen beautiful free red roses to send to someone you love.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So do you have someone in mind that you would like to send romantic roses to free of charge?
I mean, you don't need my credit card number or any of that good stuff?
Nope, I do not. We just ask that maybe you tell someone about our services. We'd really appreciate that. This is kind of a grassroots marketing campaign for us.
Okay, so I just give you someone's name and you guys send them roses?
Yeah.
Her name is Natalie.
Okay, so we're going to make these to Natalie.
Yeah.
And what would you like to put on Natalie's card?
It's kind of an inside joke that we have, but just put "Daddy's coming home tonight, dot, dot, dot."
All right.
Who the f***, Natalie? Carlos, what is going on?
Hello?
Carlos, Maya's on.
Yes, it's me.
Yeah, Maya's on the phone. You're on War of the Roses on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We catch cheaters.
Are you?
Oh my God.
I'm not.
Maya, did you put them up to this?
Oh yeah.
Who cares? Who cares what I did? You're cheating on me when we're about to get married?
Look, I don't know what is going on here. Who is this lady on the phone?
This is Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1. Maya heard everything. Tell us who Natalie is, and we'll give you more info.
Well, Maya knows who Natalie is. Her friend Natalie. Maya, would you travel a lot for work? And when you're out of town, I'm here by myself, and I've been spending time with Natalie. Like, she's here when you're not. And
oh, my God.
You've just been spending a lot of time together, and things kind of...
Oh, really?
This
so
happens.
I'm being punished for traveling for work? How can you do this to me? Why are we you even wasting my time with the, I mean, why are we even planning to get married? You're cheating with my friend?
I wasn't planned. It just
This is why you've been on the cheap side because you knew this marriage wouldn't last because you're a cheater.
Oh my God.
And you wanted to end up with Natalie and not with Maya.
I don't know.
Maya, we're sorry that you found out this way on War and that we can't imagine what it's like for someone planning their wedding to find out that the wedding's not going to happen.
What's wrong with people?
Well, at least Nikki knew what was going on. I mean, what if I had gone through with this? You're just such a waste of my time. I can't believe you did this to me.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.